Euphonica jar has a voice that's bizarre, but Euphonica warbles all day. As windowpane seller and chefs spoil the batter, and mannequins moan with dismay. Mighty ships run aground at her horrible sounds. Pretty pictures fall out of their frames. Trees drop off their branches, rocks start avalanches, and flower beds burn into flames. When she opens her mouth, even eagles head south. Little fish truly wish they could drown. The buses all hover as tigers take cover, and rats pack their bags and leave town. Hear that, New York? Hire Euphonica! Milk turns into butter, and butterflies mutter, and bees look for something to sting. Pigs peel off their skins, a tornado begins when Euphonica jar starts to sing. Hey everybody, welcome to Story Zest. My name is Lady Dawn, and for new listeners, this is a podcast in which I recite whimsical poems and tell short stories just for fun. I keep it light, short, and sweet, because ain't nobody got time for a long-winded read. Life's too short, so if you're sad or going through rough times, going through the gigs, just tune in and let me lighten up your day so you won't be in the funk all day. With no further ado, here's another sweet story bite for you. So you guys, I have a friend named Dexter who's always in for trying new things and cheeky tricks. Hear me out. Dexter Dixer mixed elixir in his quick elixir mixer. It's an excellent elixir, Dexter boasted. Very fine for afflictions which assail you, aches will irritate and ail you, guaranteed to rarely fail you, only $19.99. His elixir tasted icky, it was fishy, squishy, sticky. Just to swallow it, it was tricky, and I tried to spit it out. But too late, my tongue already started turning to spaghetti, and my hair was red confetti, with a touch of sauerkraut. I grew feathers on my belly. All my fingers felt like jelly. Then my feet got really smelly. And my ears were green as limes. I was quaking, I was squealing, and I had a sinking feeling. So I jumped up to the ceiling, and I sneezed 11 times. I was yipping, I was yapping, as my kneecaps started clapping. Then my earlobes started flapping, and my nose turned violent. So I ran and told my mother, this elixir is like no other. Now I share it with my brother. It's the best elixir yet. Thank you, Dexter. Thank you for listening. I hope you've liked this episode. If you listened before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a small story bite is always a sunny way. Questions or a request? Send a DM on the gram, Stories Asked. Goodbye, everybody. So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen.